Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, May 14th, 2019. I'm Sarah Lane. WhatsApp has fixed a vulnerability that allowed malicious actors to remotely install spyware on phones, but not before an unknown number reportedly installed a commercial-grade snooping package by Israeli-based NSO group's Pegasus, which is often sold to governments. WhatsApp confirms it discovered the vulnerability earlier this month, which uses a bug in the app's audio call feature to let the caller install spyware on a device being called, even if the call isn't answered. WhatsApp is urging all users to update to the latest version of its app and their device's OS, and NSO Group says it's looking into the issue as well, but tells the Financial Times it has nothing to do with how its code is used or against whom. Comcast has agreed to sell its 33% stake in Hulu to Disney in 2024 at a valuation of at least $27.5 billion, even if Hulu is worth less by then. Effective immediately, Disney will take full operational control over Hulu, and according to the agreement, Comcast is guaranteed at least $5.8 billion for its Hulu stake. Apple's VP of Apple Pay, Jennifer Bailey, announced a new iPhone NFC feature rolling out later this year that allows tags to trigger Apple Pay purchases when tapped instead of needing a dedicated app. Apple is partnering with Bird Scooters, Bonobos Clothing Store, and Pay by Phone parking meters initially. Apple also says the Wallet app will soon allow signups for loyalty cards. Lenovo announced what it calls the world's first foldable PC, a prototype ThinkPad the company plans to launch in 2020 as part of its premium ThinkPad X1 brand. It's a 13.3-inch 4x3 2K OLED display, foldable to about the size of a hardcover book and weighing less than 2 pounds. The device can be turned on its side to be used as a traditional laptop, and the right or bottom side of the display contains the battery, which helps with proper weight distribution. Lenovo says it will run Windows with an Intel CPU, support a cellular connection, include a bundled Wacom pen, and charge over USB-C, although no price or release date yet. Spotify-owned Soundtrap is launching Soundtrap for Storytellers, a cloud-based podcast creation platform that includes the ability to transcribe and edit podcasts, collaborate with others, and more for $14.99 per month or $11.99 per month if you pay by the year. Soundtrap supports recording, remote multi-track interviewing with video chat, interactive transcripts, full audio production capabilities, and SEO optimization. Soundtrap only directly publishes to Spotify itself. Otherwise, creators must download the mastered podcast that they create within Soundtrap and then use another service for distribution. Walmart has started offering next-day delivery for more than 200,000 items for online customers in Phoenix, Las Vegas, and parts of Southern California, with plans to roll out to 75% of the country by the end of the year. On April 25th, Amazon announced it would spend $800 million for one-day delivery for all its Amazon Prime members. Back in January 2017, Walmart started offering free two-day shipping for orders over $35, which was previously $50. Adobe sent out emails to Creative Cloud subscribers warning them of being, quote, at risk of potential claims of infringement by third parties if they're running older versions of Creative Cloud apps. Adobe's Adobe Care account on Twitter also posted that users can now only download the two most recent variants of Creative Cloud apps going forward. Although Adobe didn't elaborate on what lawsuit might have prompted the email, Dolby sued Adobe in March of last year for allegedly not complying with their licensing deal, accusing Adobe of selling products that use Dolby technology without paying for it and withholding information it needed to conduct a meaningful audit of its books. Following an invite-only preview, Amazon's Alexa Guard feature is now rolling out in the U.S., which lets an Echo speaker listen for signs of danger in a home, such as glass breaking or a smoke alarm going off. If detected, the assistant will send out a smart alert and audio clips, and if the Echo has a built-in camera, will also show a direct video feed. Guard can also switch the lights on and off to make it seem like someone's home, although Amazon stresses this isn't meant to be a replacement for an alarm system and can't alert authorities. But Guard can be set up to arm a Ring security system when you turn on Guard mode. And finally, a payment network called Flexa will let you spend Bitcoin, Ether, Bitcoin Cash, and the Gemini dollar at participating retailers like GameStop, Nordstrom, Whole Foods, Caribou Coffee, Jamba Juice, and Crate & Barrel. You put your cryptocurrency in Flexa's app. It's called Spend with the D in the end flipped. The app generates a QR code that you can use to scan at checkout. The retailer gets paid in dollars, and the equivalent amount of cryptocurrency is deducted from your Spend wallet. Behind the scenes, Flexa uses its own Flexa coin, which gives the retailer money right away, then uses the Flexa coin as collateral while engaging in the slower process of taking the payment from your wallet. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find the show notes for this episode and links to all headlines there as well. I'm Sarah Lane. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.